Mr. World, you know we forever thuggin'. I roll with them zombies, I roll with them killers. You know that we pull up and let it bang. Let me see, he left me, you know that I'm tripping. I'm feeling so hollers in every way. Depression is real, I feel it, I'm dying. So sometimes I sit back and meditate. Like passing our cars and getting so greasy and knocking shit down like a hurricane. Real G at that side, nobody be feeling like why everything had to go this way. And my mama, she's crazy, she go through it all. I be feeling like she deserve everything. But at times I be thinking like if I be sinning, like would I still go to them heaven gates? When I was locked in that box, I ain't asking for nothing, cause I was so solid in every way. Ain't no bitch in my blood, I be thugging regardless. You playing, get hit with a dirty K. Every time I be looking at Mr. Old girl, I be feeling some pain in all kind of ways. But I'm standing so humble and patiently waiting, cause I know the odds are gonna slip with they. And we rolling them up, I ain't eating no jiggers, cause I go kill ass on any day. I roll with them zombies, I roll with them killers. You know that we pull up and let it bang. Let me see, he left me, you know that I'm tripping. I'm feeling so hollers in every way. Depression is real, I feel that I'm dying. So sometimes I sit back and meditate. Like passing our cars and getting so greasy and knocking shit down like a hurricane. Everybody be claiming they love me, but really ain't for me. I swear I'm so stuck in the dark. That could be spinning, I'd rather for hydrogen. I swear I'm gonna cut your heart. My daddy got sent out to roll all the way to some prison. I feel I don't need a man or my sister be feeling like why I be living this life. But I've been off the boys for the ride. Them youngest be broke as a bitch, so they hitting them lips. They ain't thinking about getting a job. He claimed that he spent through the G on my soul, he was lying. He never was stepping at all. We boxing on niggas black every day, bringing that person, so they had to get police involved. We always gonna step for missing you. This on his name, and your soul to get sent to the stars. I roll with them zombies, I roll with them killers. You know that we pull up and let it bang. The mess that he left me, you know that I'm tripping. I'm feeling so hollers in every way. Depression is real, I feel that I'm dying. So sometimes I sit back and meditate. Like passing our cars and getting so greasy and knocking shit down like a hurricane.
Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305. And that was just, that was G Maya, Free OG. And I played this whole song because I want to say, rest in peace to G Maya. Rest in peace, little homie. That's my homeboy. That's my homeboy's. My homeboy's little nephew. He lost his life in a tragic accident, car accident. I was supposed to interview him. But you know, I ain't know he was this good, you know. He ain't even finished it. This song, this is only video on his only song that's on Apple Music, and it, you know, he got other songs, he got videos on YouTube, he got music on SoundCloud, but when he touched that Apple Music, he dropped one of his best songs. Damn. Rest in peace, G Maya. God bless your family. I hope everybody, you know what I'm saying, get through this hard time. We all gonna get through this, you know. You know what? We backing that up. Everybody.
Mr. World.
Matter of fact, we about to have a moment of silence, man. I got this. Hey, shout out to Too Much Game, man. Shout out to Too Much Game Podcast Show. Appreciate you, brother. I heard you do a moment of silence for someone on your show, so I'm deciding right now to do a moment of silence for my homeboy G, my homeboy nephew, G Maya. I'm sorry, y'all. That scratching that y'all hear is Russi.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Did I hook you up? What's up, Monet? Did I hook you up? Hold on, man. What's up, Monet? Can you hear me, Mo?
Let me hook it up. I can't.
All right, y'all. We gonna be back. I'm about to go to another segment.
I'm my sister be feeling like, why I be living this life, but I've been off the post to ride. Them youngest be broke as a bitch, so they hitting them lips, they ain't thinking about getting a job. He clearly spent through the G on my soul, he is lying, he never was stepping at all. We buy some niggas black every day, bringing that person, so they had to get police involved. We always gonna step for missing you, diss on his name, he just solely get sent to the stars. I run with them zombies, I run with them killers, you know that we pull up and let it bang. The mess that he left me, know that I'm tripping, I'm feeling so hollers in every way. Depression is real, I feel that I'm dying, so sometimes I sit back and meditate. Like passing our cars and getting so greasy, and I can shit down like a hurricane.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We still getting these mics done. Monet showing me that she know how to put these mics together. Oh, there y'all go. There go the crowd, goddammit. Shout out to my crowd, man. Damn, I was like, goddamn, what's going on with my buttons, man?
Oh my God.
I'm like, goddamn, man. Hey, this is a special episode, man. I'm dropping the episode. Now, I'm not supposed to interview that boy King Solomon, but you know, we going to tap in tomorrow. I got that boy Kenny Stacks. Hold on. Rest in peace, G Maya again. You know, we gonna run that G Maya. That's that free OG. You heard? What's up, Monet? You ready? You here?
I'm here.
I can't hear you. Hold on. What? You not plugged in? Say something.
I can't hear me either.
There you go. You ain't got your headphones. My bad, Monet. Monet been gone for a minute, man. Monet is in the building. She about to get. Hold on. Hold up. God damn it. Hey, the queen of the Day Sound Blunt show is here. The queen of the Day Sound Blunt show is here. You like, what's up?
Good night.
We ain't hear you. Another standing ovation. We ain't hear Monet in a minute. We ain't hear you in a minute, Monet. We ain't hear that lovely voice in a minute. Golly, man. You made my percentage go down. The women I was telling you the other day. I'm sorry. You made my percentage go down. The women the other day. It's so crazy, man. Let me get some music in the background, man. We you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow we got an interview tomorrow with Hold on. What's going on, man? What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Man, we got some interviews lined up, Monet. What's going on, Monet, man? Man, tell the people who we got lined up, man, because we got... Monet, what's going on, man? How are you, Monet? I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun. How are you, Monet? You've been going... You've been missing in action for a long time. What's been going on?
Getting a lot of things together, working, life.
Life. I don't know what's going on with me, Monet, and this music, man. You know, I got the people who I was listening to, you know. But since I got you in the building, I want to introduce you to somebody. Music who, I want to introduce you to somebody who music I be listening to on Instagram. He from the Bronx, New York. And I think it's going down. I think it's going down. Why I sound like this right now? We didn't do mic checks, goddammit. Shout out to us. Are you comfortable the way how you sitting, Monet? Do I need to change something? Oh snap, I'm getting fussed out right now. Hold on. Let me put on some Kenny Stacks right now, man. Kenny Stacks, man. Monet. I don't think you know who Kenny Stacks is. I'm sorry. Monet is, if y'all could see the look on Monet's face right now, what did I do? How did he get that? Oh my God, this is going all wrong. How the hell he got that? Rusty, you gonna go in the crate. Hold on, man. I gotta back this up, man. Monet, what's going on, man? What's up?
Sound checks or anything.
Monet, man, listen, man. You listen to Day Sound Blunt Show. You've been gone for a long time, girl. Listen. Monet, I've been making all type of mistakes. Where were you? Huh? Where were you?
Holding the household.
What?
Hold
up. I've been holding this thing. I've been holding down the goddamn Day Sound Blunt Show. You abandoned us. Shout out to Lipsy for holding me down. Shout out to Lipsy. Shout out to Russie for holding us down while you was on vacation. More like a staycation.
Oh, my God.
Kenny Stacks is playing in the background. Do you know who Kenny Stacks is? So, what you just say, Monet?
I was just singing.
You don't know this song. You tripping. Oh, you don't know nothing about that Kenny Stacks.
Well,
what are you doing to the mic? What are you doing to the mic? What are you doing? Okay, hold on. I don't know what's going on right now. Hold on. Something ain't right. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hold on. Say something, Monet.
Mic check.
I'm sorry, Riddle. They say I'm Blunt Show. We about to do a mic check. So I'm finna pause this and I'm finna go to another segment. This is so not embarrassing, god damn it. I'm not embarrassed about this. I'm not about to start my show up and say I'm about to do me an episode on Thursday, June 10th at 12:20 a.m. I'm not about to start my night off and get crunk and have my neighbors like, man, what the hell he doing tonight? I ain't about to do that shit and then get embarrassed. Yo, hey, I'll be back, man. Hold on. I'll be back. I had to back this up, Monet. You sound better. How you like your sound? You like how you sound right now, Monet? What's up, Monet?
Much better. Thank you.
You know what the problem is? I'm too quick to put that Kenny Stacks up. Pero esto es sagrado. Me encontré el bueno paso, tuve que pasar por los malos. Una vibra pesa cuando me acuesto y cuando me levanto. Aunque cambiado, todavía le saco el dedo del medio del jurado. A las ratas, policía, los federales que siguen buscando de dónde viene la comida en mi plato. Están locos por hacerme otro caso. Mi amor, mi padre, me sé llorando. Mi corazón se me cuesta un pedazo. Todo eso, amigo, me sale falso. Regresa y me conté solo en el mando. Solo mi Dios llamando.
I like that.
Solo mi hija llamando. Hey, that's that Kenny Stacks, man. Hold on, Monet. That's that Kenny Stacks, god damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, that boy from the Bronx, New York, Monet. Hey.
Yeah, as a Spanish music aficionado.
How did I do?
Yeah, he's good. He's great.
Kenny Stacks, such a real nigga, Monet. I'm telling you, that man a real nigga, man. That boy Kenny Stacks, man. Hey, that boy Kenny Stacks. He been tapping in with me for like about a good 2 months, Monet. We been politicking. Hold on. Me and Kelly. Hold on. Let me find out how long me. The first time I talked to that boy Kenny Stacks, Monet, let me tell you how I plugged up. This ain't nobody new. April 27th. April 27th, 3:37 a.m. I say, yo, that boy started. He say, we active, Brody. Keep in touch. That's been my dog ever since, goddamn. Shout out that boy, Kingston.
Hey, I like that story.
Yeah, yeah. I had to keep it brief because I'm kind of feeling bad. I'm kind of feeling bad, Monet. I messed up. I jumped the gun. Oh, that boy wrong. Hola, oh, no, amore.
Frenamos con toda la marca Prada, Gucci, Louis Vuitton y mala Valenciana. Guillán, porque bajé con Flow Valenciaga. Siempre puesto, no te haga. Dicho en TVT que la tenemos pa' ser paja. Usted no
pega. Hey, I'm mad at you, Monet. I'm still mad at you, Monet.
Este tapa no sumilla.
I'm still mad at you.
Haciendo rimelo moreno, por eso que ahora tenemos la silla. Este tapa
no sumilla. You ain't do nothing but be late to the party, goddamn.
Siguen haciendo rimelo moreno, por eso que ahora tenemos la silla.
Hold on. You ain't do nothing but be late to the party, goddamn it. Where you been at? Goddamn it. Where you been at? Huh? I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta holler at Monet. I wanna know where she been at. What she been up to? What's your can I do a mental health check? Because you know what? Not everybody. We still in the pandemic, goddammit.
Oh my god!
And a mental health check to a person to a loved one is not necessarily a bad thing.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's not. I'm checking on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking on you because I love you. And during this pandemic, I want to know what's going on with you, goddammit. Let me get that mental health. What's been going on with you, Monet? Let's talk to me. I'm still mad at you, though, but talk to me. Hold on.
Ooh,
that shit dropped just on time, goddammit. I'm sorry, Monet, you ain't gonna talk. Look at you bobbing your head, goddammit. Look at you bobbing your head. Man, how the hell am I get off of Kenny Stacks, man, if I'm supposed to be talking to him on Friday, Monet? Hold on. Hold on. How the hell am I?
We might have to save this one, sorry.
Ooh, I can't save it, goddammit. I gotta get it. Dog, no.
And release it before.
That boy on Friday. This coming out tonight. This coming out tonight. Hold on. I'm still mad at you, Monet, because I'm doing what I'm doing right now. But I'm still mad at you, but I love you. It's all good. We going to keep it moving. We going to the next segment, guys. Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Show. What's up, Monet?
We're back.
Mm-hmm. What's good, bro? You know who that is in that background?
I believe that's Kenny Stacks.
Monet, come on, Monet. What's wrong with you, Monet? This ain't
he
Kenny
could be
Stacks.
Bilingual.
Hold on, Monet. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
You don't need to be sorry. Don't be sorry, baby, but you just got to be careful.
Oh, my God.
Because guess what? We don't do no running backs.
So are you going to correct me? Who is it?
Man, it's King Solomon, man. The underground. Hold on, man. This King Solomon featuring 400 now. You 400 now and Renzo Gonzalez. Them boys be doing their thing, man. Them boys doing their thing, but you know, hold on. This song just dropped not too long ago. This called Take Out the Trash. by King Solomon featuring 400 M, Renzo and Renzo Gonzalez. I'm tripping. But yeah, Monet, this we supposed to be interviewing King Solomon tonight. What we? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
One day I'ma be on fader.
It sound like this King Solomon. This him right here.
Equator, I'm smart, innovator. Nice shoes, they alligator. Digging graves with that's excavators. Nice. I'm flying, aviator. I'm an operator. Let's go.
Ooh.
I'm really focused on shit. You see me? I want hit. I'm pulling up south. That's fist flip. Yeah, you know, boy. Yeah, I've been lit. Yeah, we bomb you.
Hey, you know what? You know what I love about me, Monet? You know what I love about me, Mo?
What?
I'm diverse with music. How did I get like this? I know how I got like this. I got like this like in about, I want to say like, damn.
When you met me probably?
No. Before you. I'm going to shock you.
Yes.
God bless his soul. He's no longer living. He died in 2001, I believe. Alan J. Roberts. God bless Alan J. Roberts' son. Like, I want to say like in like 2000... or when I was in high school, or when I was going to high school, he used to pull up on Sundays around the crib. Like, you never know when Allie J gonna pop up at the crib, but when he pop up right around the old boy crib, he either go pop up in the pearl white camouflage box Chevy. It's pearl white and pink. It's a chameleon box Chevy. He'll come through with that beating out. And they had red suave interior. I never forget that box Chevy. It was one of the hardest box Chevys ever. And he'll pull up in that Tahoe. No, he had a Bronco. He had a Bronco truck, an old Bronco truck that he bought. It was all white. I remember he'll probably pull up in that. But he'll pull up in that pickup truck. He had a maroon pickup truck, one of them Show USA trucks. Yeah, and J had whips. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That boy had whips. But I remember one day he pulled up one Sunday in the box Chevy. And he was listening to like R&B music. And anytime I see Alan J always listening to some hardcore rap music, Hot Boys or Trick Daddy at the time. Like, we listening to music what we listen to. You know what I'm saying? The hardcore music. That's why I love hardcore music so much. Like, that's my era. You know what I'm saying? I can't help it. Hardcore, thug, shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Give me your money, give me your chain, all that. That's the type of music I grew up on. I can't help it. I like it, but thank God for yoga.
I grew up on Britney Spears.
Huh?
I grew up on Britney Spears.
Oh, my God!
Huh?
I know.
Monet, why would you say something like that? I was on the road just now. What the fuck?
I should have never admitted that out loud.
Monet! I'm talking about some gay. Hey, you know what? It's your fault. It's your fault too. You play a huge part in this. Oh my God.
Oh,
you play a
huge my God.
Part in this shit, Monet. Hey, we finna go. Hey, Monet, we finna go to another segment, man. Hey, this that King Solomon wish for this.
I'm the shit. I wish for this. I'm making hits. I never quit. Cause I'm the shit. Working day, hit my 95, 24 hours. Then I go back inside and I reside. Man, I know that it's my time. We killing my mind.
Welcome back to the Day Sale Blood Show. Monet, what were we just talking about? I don't even know what segment we on. We lost in the sauce right now. Oh, I'm still mad at you.
You keep saying that, but you're not addressing the issue.
I ain't got to address the issue. Just know that I'm still mad at you. Don't just come over here and control the show. Like I be telling the young boys at the school, you got to take control of the situation, goddammit.
I tried to control
you the show. You just got back.
I'm sorry.
Britney Spears. You talk about some goddamn... How you end up saying Britney Spears and I'm in the middle of talking about the Hot Boys? I was about to say something about some goddamn... He pulled up playing Monica on a Sunday. Then he'll play Mary J. Blige. Listen, and you talk about Britney fucking Spears. You ain't even let me get the fucking legends out. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
Between you and Russie, I don't know what to say, boy. That damn, you and Russie, oh, my God.
Everything is wrong. Why? What the fuck going on? Cops going on. Shoot before they blink.
You heard what that man, Bodey. You heard what that man say, Bodey. What the fuck going on, God damn it?
Love you back in me. I'ma help him chase the dream. Yeah, you know what it be, G.
Hey, Monet. I love this beat. This something that I could bump to. You know I could. You know what? I'ma say it. People gonna be like, Trey, why you like King Solomon, man? And why he saying his name King Solomon and all this stuff? Dog, wait till y'all meet King Solomon, dog. Dog. Monet, you got to hear him for the first time today, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first impression of King Solomon?
He sounded chill.
He sounded chill. Like, he like one of them cool homeboys that I could chill with. You know what I'm saying? We could just post up, hey, King Solomon, hey, meet me over here at my little secret location over here by the beach. You know what I'm saying? Let's chop it up real quick and look at the yachts pass by. He that type of homeboy. What's good? Hey.
Now I'm posting with the good vibes. Success in my life. Shining like a gold mine.
I like how he just... I like his swag, dog. I like his swag. I like that boy swag, Monet. You know what I'm saying? I learned how to meet those people. I learned how to talk to that side of the town, side of Miami. I know how to talk to the Jewish community if they talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
If they talk to me, I could talk back. But yeah, man. Hey, shout out to King Solomon. Shout out to Kenny Stacks. Shout out. Rest in peace to G Maya. Rest in peace, G Maya. Yeah. We about to get a little serious right now, because, you know, it's some things that I wanted to talk about, man. It's a lot of things that's been going on. But you know what, Monet? It's 3 minutes and like 40 seconds left in this segment. And I feel good. How you feel?
I'm good. I'm vibing.
You feel good? It's 12:43. It's about to be 1 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
People probably think that's my favorite word.
You always be up around this time. It's crazy, man. I got 3 minutes. Shout out to my Instagram page, man. Y'all got to follow me on Instagram, man. Monet, what's my Instagram page, Mo?
Instagram handle is @theysayimblunt_podcast.
Right now, we moving up. We got 965 followers up. We stepping, we on the road to 970. You know, we on the road to 970. I take that. You know, I be messing with Anchor. Shout out to Anchor, right, Monet? You know why? It's the little things that count for me. That's how I rock. Even though I live in a city like Miami. You know, I just learned living in this city. I just learned growing up in Miami, being born and being a product of Miami, Florida, Monet, taught me how to enjoy the little things, because you only got one life to live. You know what I'm saying? And living in Miami, it's not an easy place. Hey, this is that funk right here, dog. Yo, hold on, Monet.
Let's go.
your life. That truth really inspire you to find the light.
Yo.
Keep the homies close till it's tight. Post on the stoop, wondering if it's my night.
I can't wait.
Worrying about that cash flow.
I can't wait, boy. I can't wait. I can't wait to get that boy in the building.
Please bless me. Please bless me. Can't you see? I need some help in this life of sin. Can't you really see? Can't be with the people cause of jealousy. Wanna be myself, but they can't accept me. Have to elevate my energy.
I'ma accept my dog, Monet. You crazy, man. They tripping.
You have to respect. Turn my mic down, son.
Hold on, hold on. What'd you say, Monet? I turned it down, baby. What'd you say?
Thank you. I said, you have to respect people for their craft.
I'm trying to tell you.
And there's always people out there that are going to like what you put out. And you have to trust yourself as an artist and do what feels natural to you.
Listen, Monet is a tough critic when it comes to music. If she don't like your music, she's a Libra. She is not gonna bump your shit. See, I'm a Virgo. I just love music, dog. I love people, bruh. I love the people that create the music.
I like Solomon's music.
I love Solomon's music. I love Solomon's music. I love Solomon's music. I love his name. I can't wait to, like, interview him. It's so... Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Monet.
Yeah. Sorry, our dog is...
Monet.
What happened?
I made $15, yo. What the fuck?
That's a long way.
What the fuck?
1 cent.
What the fuck? Rusty. Hold on, man. They tripping, man. Nigga, I should make it 15 cents and 4 cents. Hold on. Hold on, Rusty. You don't even understand what just happened just now, man. Hey.
Never wasting time. What you think you...
Man, we finna back this shit up, Monet. This the perfect goddamn song for me just realizing that I got 15 goddamn dollars. Shout out to Anchor. Hold on, man.
Remember all the hard times in your life.
Yeah.
The truth really inspire you to find the light.
I hear you.
Keep the homies close till it's tight. Post on the stoop wondering.
I'ma let this ride out. I'ma let this whole song ride out, Monet, and then we gonna go to another segment.
Don't think about my future children, not taking loans. Please bless me, please bless me. Can't you see I need some help in this life of sin? Can't you really see? Can't be with the people cause of jealousy. Wanna be myself but they can't accept me. Have to elevate my energy. Sit back and wash your hands of time. And finally, I can unwind. Too much drama on my mind. Rather sit back and spit rhymes. And wash your hands of time. And finally, I can unwind. Too much drama on my mind. Rather sit back and spit rhymes. Sit back and spit rhymes. Sit back and wash your hands of time.
How's that boy King Solomon, man? What you say about that? That's that hard hands of time. Monet, the song is called Hands of Time. I thought it was gonna be called Hard Time. Hands of Time. That's deep. We about to go to another segment, Monet. That's deep, Monet.
We're gonna have to ask him about that.
We really will. We'll be back, y'all. Welcome back to the Day Sound Blood Podcast Show. Hey, Monet.
Es difícil contarte lo que yo he pasado. Supe que fue el dolor casi en el primer grado.
Monet.
I just opened my eyes and I was on air.
Yeah, that's that goddamn. That's that Trey Plus effect. Hey, Monet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to tell my story, man. Are you ready to tell your story?
I'm ready to tell my story.
This that Kenny Stacks, by the way. This called Riso. Resso. Featuring Lero 100.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, shit, I'm tripping.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, goddamn. Shit.
I can't even see from over here. Hold
it's
on.
Your fault. You got glasses. You should be able to see it. You want me? You told me to big it up. I big it up.
Hold
this
on.
Shit hard as fuck. That's all I know. That's all I know. I'm finna play this song. Hold on.
Y solo rezo pa' no caer preso. No sabe el proceso que pasé pa' tener esto. Loco por mi puesto, se mueven con esto. Suelta si le suelto todo este dolor en mi pecho. Y solo rezo pa' no caer preso. No sabe el proceso que pasé pa' tener esto. Loco por mi puesto, se mueven con esto. Suelta si te suelto todo este dolor en mi pecho. Había un día no comía para darle a mi hija cicatrices por creer en ti. Me hice una herida. Tu traición ya estoy claro que vino de la envidia. Mi jevita me pegó los cuernos con una barriga. No me juzques, pa' mí tú eres racista. Como tú me juzgas. Sin tener mi vista, era inocente, solo quería palomita. Ahora tarjetero moviendo la palomita. Que me la hizo de corazón, jurar lo perdoné. Pero no quiere decir que un día olvidaré. Graduado de la calle, en cada esquina yo pisé. Pero por mi hija solo sigo en FT. Y solo rezo pa' no caer preso. No sabe el proceso que pasé pa' tener esto. Loco por mi puesto, se mueven con esto. Suelta si le suelto todo este dolor en mi pecho. Y solo rezo pa' no caer preso. No...
It was understood at all points. Welcome back to the Deceon Blunt Podcast Show.
Thought you were mine for life. Say you gon' ride for life. We grew up stealing bites. I was on the back of your mongoose. I put pads on the mongoose. Got tears of a volcano. They don't care about my struggle. I was calling my dog, you know. They was unresponsive. I keep nutting her tonsils, so she don't do too much talking. I heard them say what they gon' do. Went and stepping like Kung Fu. Set my head on so much mission. He said, yeah, I'm exhausted. For them nights I was gungu. They was unresponsive. I was calling home from prison. MD mama, yo, calling. Thought I was a vulture. They say, nah, you a mongoose. I could get bit by any snake and I wake up getting money. 6 ounces of Marley. Don't go.
Monet.
Yep.
You know what? I feel like shit, dog.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Because, like, I had mentioned in one of my during one of my shows that I wasn't a fan of Kodak's new album.
Yeah.
You remember when I said that? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when I said that, huh?
Oh my God.
Dog, it always happened to me. This is not the first time that happened to me. The first time I was introduced with Kodak, I didn't like him. I ain't understand no flocking. But he grows on you. If you listen to it, it's like, okay, why did Kodak put out this album? Why did Kodak switch up his flow? I don't like this new Kodak flow. Then next thing you know, you like the whole damn album. You love it. It happened with that song with Travis Scott. Remember with Travis Scott when they made that song when he had first got out of jail? Everybody was like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm. It was multiple people on there, right?
There was like, no, I can't remember. Like, hold on. Let's see.
Mongo's characteristics. I'm saying. Shit, fuck with me, it's like you dead already. Yeah, the vulture. Say that. All that. Yup.
All that. Hey, that's that culture, mafioso, goddammit. But this is number one song. Monet, it's his top song.
This one?
This that's playing right now. This playing right now. When it first dropped, Monet, nobody liked it. I'm talking about, I was part of the people on Twitter. Shout out to Kodak and Travis Scott. Shout out to them boys. Shout out to that. And Offset. Offset was the third person that was on there. But when it first dropped, Monet, a lot of people wasn't a fan of this shit.
I liked it immediately because of the steel pan.
Everybody loved it when he put out the snippet. Remember, he put out the snippet and everybody was like, oh yeah, Kodak back. This is some hard ass shit. And then when the song came out, it didn't match the quality of the snippet, if that makes sense. Like, did that make sense? Why you got the mic away from you? Why you? I'm asking you a question. You pause.
I'm sorry. I was thinking.
You be saying that I will never give you a chance to get a question to answer me, but I see why I always move to the next. Like, because when I try to talk to you, sleepy or something?
Yes. Since you asked.
We can in this whole damn episode. Good night. Good morning. Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Show. Today, this morning, it's Thursday, June 10th, 7:01 in the morning. I'm supposed to be getting ready for work, but I told Monet some shit. And it just made me just say, you know what? Let me jump on and say this and then take my ass to work, goddammit.
Oh, my God.
That was delayed. But anyway, I just want to say something. This is my back in the days. Not back in the days. Probably like a couple of years ago, a few years ago. Let me turn this down. Shout out to that boy, El Flaco. I ain't want to listen to no hardcore early in the morning, goddammit. I got to hear something smooth in the morning, goddammit. And that's why I'm online. That's why I'm on the L right now, about to upload this on top of the episode that I had recorded last night. I couldn't finish it last night because we got sleepy. I don't give a damn, goddammit. But that shit was raw last night, what me and Monet did. We stayed up to like about almost 2 in the morning. And she fell asleep on it. I had canned that episode. I was so mad, goddammit. I was so mad, but I understood. We've been working all day. We came home and I say, I'm about to upload. So, because we was having a dope-ass conversation. But anyway, back a few years ago, I just thought about this. I was just thinking about, I was getting myself prepared for work. A few years ago, and this just my opinion. From what I observed, that's my disclaimer. I don't need nobody coming for me because I'm about to name drop, goddammit. When the Breakfast Club DJ, Charlamagne Tha God, got accused, when it came out, yeah, he had done had a situation, a sexual encounter, a forced sexual encounter, allegedly, alleged forced intercourse encounter with a young lady from his hometown when he was a teenager, or when he was in his early 20s, whatever, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Charlamagne Tha God did the smartest shit that I think was so smart to stay on the air to survive the Me Too movement. What he did was took the fingers that was being pointed at him and turned it right back at society and blamed it on society.
Oh my God!
It was the smartest shit anybody could do during the Me Too movement, and the only people who saw that shit and the only people who understood that shit was the people who pay attention to details. I'm sorry, I don't mean to judge nobody. What he did, what he said as a defense mechanism to society who was trying to come with him and cancel him because they couldn't take his brutal, honest opinions. That's how I could brutally honest opinions towards certain people. They couldn't take it on the F from him, so they tried to come with him and cancel him with that. With his past, they tried to bring his past to come knock him off the top of his mountain for whatever lane he in. And that boy say, okay, I'm not going to make no excuses, but I grew up in a rape culture. We all grew up in a rape culture. He didn't even say I. He said we grew up in a rape culture and broke every fucking thing down. R. Kelly music, this, that music, Genuine, all of these damn R&B, that's, I'm sorry, Genuine, I didn't mean to say the name. I don't want him to say, oh, I was making rape music. No, he wasn't. I don't know. But he just was naming these names. And then when the music wasn't good enough, he went for the movies. He started going at the movies from our era, the 80s babies era. If you born in the 80s, I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking in the 90s, too. I'm talking to everybody, every generation. I'm not excluding nobody by their age or by the category of their generation that Dave was brought up in. I just want to put that out there. I'm just talking because I'm an 80s baby. And sometimes we could do stuff like that. We could be arrogant like that and try to say, oh, this me, whatever. That's how we are sometimes. Don't judge us. We can't help it. God damn.
Oh, but anyway, my God.
He blamed it on the culture, and it was the smartest thing ever because society couldn't say nothing but think. They couldn't do shit but think about it. And everything, how he broke that shit down, they just left him alone. You know what? We gonna leave him alone. So now this girl out here, she to the point, and God bless her soul, but that defense mechanism is strong and is honest. And it's just honest. Bill Cosby couldn't use that shit because I don't know if they grew up in that rape culture. I don't know if the music in the movies was based off rape culture, but it was pimping, a lot of pimping and a lot of doping women up back in that days. But he wasn't, I don't think he was sharp enough at that age that they came for him to think of what Charlamagne thought of, or his team was sharp enough to think of that and say, hey, I grew up in such and such culture. But anyway, we can't defend Bill Cosby. We not defending Bill Cosby. We not defending Charlamagne Tha God. And none of that stuff. We just defending what he said. And we just not defending what he said. Admiring how he got up out of the Me Too. How he defended himself against the Me Too movement. That shit wasn't easy, goddammit. That shit wasn't an easy shit. But anyway, I know I done dragged the conversation a little bit longer than 6 minutes in. I posted that to say this. I know y'all be seeing me sometimes on my social media. Sometimes I be, you know, majority of the time, I don't like street violence. I don't like street violence a lot. You know what I'm saying? I speak on shit. Sometimes I don't speak on it. I'm human. I'm human. Sometimes we not going to speak up until it's somebody that we know. And it be right. When people be saying that stuff on the TV and stuff, they be dead ass right. We still be quiet, but we ain't going to say nothing until one of our own or somebody that we know get hurt. Or, you know, for my case, if it's a child who I watched grow up from probably elementary school or probably through high school, and then they on the news. Like, so I be like biased sometimes. Like, sometimes I could be biased. I'm human. I think all humans are biased. You feel me? So I know I'm like this. I know I'm for the kids. I know I don't be wanting to be a part of the street shit, but I know I'm a hypocrite because I love to listen to that music, right? I do love to listen to hardcore music. I will listen to some goddamn hardcore music. I don't care. I grew up on the shit. Some people, grandparents, listened to Isaac Hayes. Some people listened to shit, I can't think of the people's name right now, nigga. You know Frankie Beverly and all of these people. The Isley Brothers. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Some people grow up on that generation. Them people grew up on that type of music. You know what I'm saying? When their parents was older, cleaning the house, they mama, they daddy was listening to that music. That was the music when they go outside. They playing that. They look. For me, in the 80s, babies, who grew up in the inner cities, who parents listen to reggae or R&B or whatever they listened to back in the days, we wanted to do the opposite. We had our music, and our music was hardcore, and I grew up in the hardcore music era. Like, that's my memory. I can't help my memory. I can't help the culture that I grew up in. I'm not going to say I grew up in the rape culture. That's his defense mechanism. I don't, you know, my defense mechanism for the type of choice music that I listen to and the music that I will promote, I grew up in the culture, goddammit. It is what it is. But I'm very diverse. I'm very diverse when it comes to different genres. That's how I get away from shit. That's how I clear my mind sometimes. That's why jazz music is so important to me. Jazz music is important to me. But anyway, I've been on this thing a little bit too long. I need to get ready for work. I told my peoples that I was going to be there at 8 before 8:30. So I'm about to get myself situated. But before, I'm going to upload this episode, and I'm going to add this on it. And this going to be, I don't know, I think it'll probably be after to end it, because I didn't end that episode properly. So I'm going to go ahead and end that episode that I recorded, me and Monet recorded last night, with this. And I'm going to just say, have a good day. It's Thursday. This Friday, Junior. The last day of school was yesterday. Oh, it's the summertime for me. I used to be a 12-month employee, but now I'm a 10-month employee, and I love it. I love it. I get a 2 or probably 3 month vacation. No pay, though, so I got to get this money, goddammit. But thank God for my hustling skills. Thank God I got skills to pay these bills. I just hope the shit work, because I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I done start selling lobster mac on the people. I don't know if the people want the lobster mac. I don't know, but I can sell the lobster mac and see. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. But anyway, I'm going to end it with that boy El Flaco, man. Hey, I got interviews coming up, man. Y'all lay around, man, for that King Solomon interview and that Kenny Stacks interview. And I got a few other people that I'm trying to squeeze in for the weekend interview. I'm going to catch up with y'all.